Let's give a big hand for Pastor Kirk. Amen. We're addressing the web all around the world. There are many, many, many people that are logging on. I'm very proud to be a part of it. I want to say that our name is called Glory to the Nations, but it's almost like Voice to the Nations. And we're approaching a new year, 2017. It's an exciting year. I spent numerous amount of time in prayer just seeking what the Lord has planned for us this upcoming year. And I want to let you know that we are at the threshold, and I want to say a new age. I want to say a time of prosperity, a time of regeneration. And we're on the threshold of something great. Now, I'm not going to be talking about politics. I'm not talking about world situations or anything. I'm really going to focus mostly in the realm of the Spirit and what is happening and transforming, I guess, in the heavenlies. Throughout this year, if you go back onto our website and log on to the messages, every service, every Sunday morning, I would say, every service that we have is like a rhema word. How many people understand what a rhema word is? It's a living word. It's a now word. It's a word that God is saying right now, as if we walked with our earthly father, and he's talking to you and instructing you and leading you throughout the week. It's the same as God talking to us, leading us, guiding us throughout the week. And he's speaking to us, and he began to speak in the very beginning of the year, if you recall, about the importance of being anointed. And I don't know if many people understand what anointing is. I referred it to like a power drink. How many people remember messages about the power drink, that it's very important for us to drink? It's like the anointing. We have to drink this and get this in us. Well, it consists of many attributes. You know, you carry yourself with peace, you carry yourself with joy, you carry yourself, you know, in a certain way to receive this anointing. I truly believe that the heavens in itself, God is calling his people. If you look at the Bible, it speaks about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How many people have heard about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? He says, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Okay. Well, we're entering into that realm right now. God is pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. And he also said how evil is going to be poured out also. But I want us to focus on God's called, God's chosen. You're chosen. Anyone that is hearing my voice and is here today, those that are around the world listening, logging on, whether you hear it now or you hear it from a recorded message a week or two from now, God has his hand right on you. You're called. You're his. I began to look at it, and he said it's because of your past generations have been praying for you. How many of us have individuals in our lives that are, I want to say, born again or children of God or have some relationship with God? How many grandparents, or how many just here alone have parents or grandparents that are God-fearing people? Amen. If you noticed, everyone raised their hand. He began to show me that it was because of their prayers that it has opened up the door and prepared you for this time, which is so awesome, because no matter where you're at, no matter what, you know, family member or whatever it is, God's hands on them, and he's pouring his Spirit out now. The Spirit of God is being poured out right now. And the really cool thing about it is we held the service, the gift. You know, everybody came in remission of sin, so to say. And then we lit a candle for those who were here, lit a candle for a representation of that fire burning inside of you. It's not by accident, but it's prophetic. We left all the candles burning right now to represent that fire burning that's inside of us. And God is going to anoint us. We're going to receive an anointing today. Everybody's going to get anointed with some anointing oil. And that's a representation of this anointing that we're going to impart and take. And God's going to touch us in a very special way. But I want you to know that this upcoming year, that God is pouring out a gift. Now, you can have this gift, but you have the responsibility to do something with it. You can put it on the shelf and look at it, and it's not going to really do anything, but it's going to be on the shelf, and you're going to see it, and you're going to say, yeah, I have this gift. Or you can take this gift and you can play with it. Now, I know I want to play with my gift. How many people want to play with their gift? We need to exercise the gifts that's been given to us. We need to exercise them. We have to work out our salvation. And God is saying to us that He's going to reveal Himself to us in ways that we have never seen Him before. Miraculous signs and wonders and miracles are going to begin to happen in your life. Not because of your good deeds. Not because you're carrying this goodness about you and all these other things. It has nothing to do with that. It has something to do with the generations prior to you praying and Him coming into His promise that your whole household shall be saved. Now, the men in this place, fathers, I want to speak directly to you right now. We have an utmost responsibility to continue to keep that intercessory prayer for the next generation. So when your child begins to have babies, they come under this covering, this anointing. And when they begin to have babies, they come under this anointing, this covering. This thing here is going to continue to protect, heal, deliver, and set us free. The beautiful thing is, you heard Kurt speak about the evil that is, going, and it's getting crazy. We're not going to be affected by it. It's not going to touch you. Those that have turned to evil will be automatically delivered. Those who have afflictions on them will be totally healed and set free. I'm believing if you open up your heart and lift your eyes up and don't deny what God is saying right now and believe with all your heart, God will do miracles, signs, and wonders in your life because He has promised to reveal Himself this year as never been before. How many people are understanding what I'm saying? Okay? Now, we might have heard something similar to this down the road about, how God's going to outpour. But I mean, listen, I have never thought that I was going to be alive to see a day like this. But I have been so excited lately about what is about to transform, I guess you would say. Transform and transpire in these 360-something days that are coming. And I truly believe that through it, you're going to see things. God is saying, don't let your heart be troubled through it. You're going to be used as a sign and a wonder and a miracle. Others are going to fall by your wayside. You're going to see a lot of things that are going to happen around you, and friends and family members, I would say. Maybe not so much family members that are under your covering, but those that are close to you. They may enter into some trouble. They may come to you and cry on your shoulder and ask for help. Now you have to willfully pray about this, but you might have to turn your cheek. You might tell them, you might have to say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Now doesn't that kind of go against some of the Christian traditions, help your brother in need and things like that? But God doesn't want us to interfere with what he's doing out there. How we can help them is introduce them to God. How we can help them is say, listen, I can't help you, but I know somebody that can. I can't personally help you. Yeah, maybe monetarily. Maybe I can help you for a day or two. Maybe I can, you know, help you for this month. But I know somebody that can help you literally get you out of your issues or your problems. The more you introduce those individuals to God, our Creator, our Heavenly Father, there's going to be ever-increasing blessings that are going to come upon you. How many want blessings? Well, there's a verse that was highlighted to me that if you will lift up my name, how many know that verse? How's that go, Pastor Sam? If you lift up his name, I will draw all, I will draw all men unto you. God is going to begin to draw. We mentioned about revival earlier, right? There's a revival that is about to take place. And you're going to see people are longing and desiring to know who God is. They're already starting. Look at the media. They're already beginning to start developing TV shows about heaven and who God is. How many people have been aware with some of the media television shows out there that are beginning to start, you know, wanting to know who God is? Can you hit these seats? And thanks. Yeah. How many people are getting hot? Or is it just me? Or maybe it's just the Spirit of God already starting to cook on us, because it doesn't normally get hot like this. But I'm getting hot. And I'll say, okay, more fire, more fire. How many are fed up about persecution? About fighting and not seeing anything in advance as a reward? Amen. Your breakthrough's coming. You see, God says that I have put you through the fire these last years. I've tried and tested you, and you endured the testing and always exalted and praised my name. You searched me, even though it looked dark and there was no way of getting out of it. You continued to call upon my name. And God says, because you have called upon me, though I may not have appeared and worked things out at that moment when you called, but I never forgot. Things in the heavens had to be situated and lined up. And because those things had to be situated and lined up, I had to put things in place before you would be able to see the blessing. So these blessings are coming. Everything that our heart has been seeking God, God is saying, I didn't delay. I didn't haste waiting to bring your miracle, your healing, your deliverance. But understand that there were things taking place in the heavenlies that had to be warred over, overcame, conquered, and put in place. God is saying those that are hearing today have been lined up. The path has been cleared. Your breakthrough is here. How many people are receiving this right now? One thing he's saying is, don't say in your heart, you're not coming. Don't say in your heart that this isn't going to happen. I've been here, I've been there, I've prayed here, I prayed there, I asked numerous amount of people for this. I mean, if you say that in your heart, you're basically going against what God is saying tonight. Believe and have faith and believe what is about to take place, because God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And he can make a way where there is no way. And I know that there are some who have been pounding hard for their breakthroughs and lost hope. Is there anyone here tonight that might feel that way? Whether it comes forth praying for someone, maybe someone's deliverance, maybe a marriage, maybe a hope that they've been asking for. Could have even been someone looking to get pregnant and never gotten pregnant yet and has been waiting for a baby, or a job. Those that are listening, those that are around the world, there are major things that we've been looking for and asking God to do in our lives, and there just hasn't been a breakthrough, and we're on the verge of giving up. Well, God is saying, I heard, and this is the year. It's almost the year of Jubilee, I want to say. Has anyone ever heard of the year of Jubilee? Well, this is just downloading from heaven, and God is saying, it's Jubilee. And Jubilee, I think, is a celebration of something. Rachel, you're in the Jewish tradition. Do you know anything about the Jubilee?
It's not about Jewish tradition.
Okay. Okay.
It's a whole year of rejoicing.
It's just a whole year of rejoicing. After how many years of tribulation or something? Wasn't it like 7 years of something? You know? All your debts are forgiven. Everything wiped out. Well, this is the year of Jubilee. So not only spiritually speaking, hopefully you'll bring it down carnally, but spiritually speaking, you know, our debts are eliminated. You know, there are many, many verses that are in Scripture, and they were questioned. Why is this? Is it because of the forefathers? And they answered and said, no, it's for the glory of my God. It's the glory of God. And so these things that are going to transpire are going to be for the glory of God this year. Now remember, we don't have any authority about things that happen on the outside of us. Okay? Those things are going to happen. The world is going to continue to go the way it's going. But not in our own lives, not in our families, not in our relationships. We're protected. God is saying for us today, we're protected. And those deliverances are coming. Those healings are coming. Those breakthroughs are coming. Those things that we've been longing for and seeking and praying are here. Now, what we need to do is move forward. We need to begin to allow these doors that are about to open up and begin to walk through these doors. Begin to walk through, because I have a feeling, I feel very strongly about this, that there are going to be doors that are going to shut. You can't control it. And when these doors shut, don't kick them open. There's a reason. And you may not want them to shut. You may be kicking and screaming and like crying out, why? But we don't have the mind of God. And we need to allow God to work through our lives and allow these doors to shut. I know in my own life, I walked away from, Sam and I, we had a Wednesday night service here, and we had our roundtable discussion, and we talked about it. And I walked away from things and just picked up and walked away. How many are willing to do that? If God says to you today, close the door and walk away, would you be able to? Are you at that place that says, God, I'm giving you my life. I'm giving you my life. I fought hard for it, but you know what? I'm giving you my life. And God wants us to give him our lives as a surrender, as a sacrifice, so that he can open up doors, new doors, far beyond what you can comprehend or even imagine, for his greater glory. Now, when you walk away from these things, some are going to walk away and they may not have anything to do with, let's say, a business. But it doesn't mean that you have to walk away from that business. It can be passed on or put somebody else in place. But God wants to see if you're willing to put it on the altar, so to say, and sacrifice it. There's sacrifices that are coming in our lives. It might be relationships too. You might have to sacrifice a relationship. If you find trouble in your heart and you're having trouble in these things is a sign of God telling you to walk away. If you're having trouble in your heart in these areas that are causing a problem, no matter how hard you want to hold on to them, no matter how much you desire, you may have to walk away. Just cut it off. One of the most important things, and I'll be speaking it on this year, 2017, and I don't know how long it'll be spoken for, but it'll be about entering into the kingdom of God. And Kurt shared a little bit about it, and the importance of entering into the kingdom of God is where our inheritance is. And it has a lot to do with peace. And if your peace is being taken, there's a problem. There's a problem with God's child. God doesn't want his child to be disturbed or interrupted. You know, the days of God is testing me and God is putting this fire on me and refining me and all that other stuff is over. How many people used to believe that these afflictions and persecutions was the hand of God just trying to break you and mold you and, you know, whatever about you? How many people used to follow that word? And it's okay if you did. But the wind is changing. The wind is changing. You know, and we are to be like the Spirit and blow the way the Spirit is blowing, how the wind is blowing, and to be like the Spirit and be blown with the wind. Well, the days of persecution is over. Do you know you have the power to walk away? Do you know how you know you have the power to say no, and I'm not going to tolerate this anymore, and I'm not going to deal with this, and I'm walking away, or you be gone? How many people realize that they have the power? God's saying, I don't want you to sit there anymore and take the persecution, take the beating, take the strong arm, so to say, over your life. It's a year of peace. A year of jubilee. It's coming on God's people. Now, it's your choice if you want to continue to take that abuse. But God is putting a new law in the heavens. No more abuse. You have the rights. You have the rights to walk away from the pain and the suffering and the persecution. He's going to make a way where there is no way, and he's going to make it easy. If you will follow him, call upon his name, he will make it easy. If there are areas in your heart that are causing friction, you might have to cut it off. And this is a word that God is saying, who are you going to worship? Who are you going to fear? Are you going to worship that or are you going to worship me? God says. You going to fear that or are you going to fear me? God says. So there's a request in order for us to receive these blessings coming up. You know, how many of us want our hearts filled and our desires come to pass? Okay. Well, God wants to be able to give that to you. But at the same time, he wants to see that you're worthy to have it. And if you show him, it's no different than putting Isaac on the altar. Everyone kind of has an idea of who Abraham and Isaac was, right? Abraham. Was it Abraham that put Isaac on the altar? Okay, I know the stories, but I don't know the names all the time. But what happened was he took his child who he loved so dearly. And he was willing to say, God, you're my God, and I'm going to sacrifice all the things that I love so that I can show you you're my God, so that I can have the inheritance and the blessings. And God knew he prophesied over the son. God knew that he prophesied over him and that he was going to, you know, be someone great, let's just say. And God's word doesn't come back void. Have you received any words over your things? Words of healing or words of prosperity or words of deliverance? Or just words that God spoke over those things that you're holding so dear and tight to your heart? Well, he's not going to let his word void. So when Abraham walked up and took his son up, you know, and his son even questioned him, what are you doing with the knife? We don't have no land, no ram or nothing, you know, and he's like, don't worry, God will provide it. God will take care of it. And he went ahead, he went forward. And just before he ready to sacrifice, but Abraham's heart was at the right place. So you got to ask your question, you know? If his heart wasn't at the right place, would he have actually gotten burned? would the little boy, would he get burned? How far would it have went? See, I believe God doesn't want to strip away anything from you. I believe he wants to restore, give back 100-fold. It wasn't until Job recognized that God was God until he got everything restored back. This year is the year where we recognize who God is and lead others, not bail them out. Let them see God feed them. Let them see God give them blessings. Let them see God in the things that he does through you. He wants us to exalt him in a way where he'll give us and restore and will never lack. This is the year of Jubilee. This is the year that we're going to prosper and be taken care of. Like I said, he wants to pour out his spirit, not only pour out his spirit, but he also wants to cause you to be a light in a dark place. He wants you to show the world who God is. He's pouring out his glory in this last day. And through you is the glory of him. And as we walk in this way, people are going to see you. And they're going to see the signs and wonders. They're going to know, oh my God, this guy walked away from this. But yet look at what God did. He restored and gave back. He never lacked. God wants to show that through you. Through the things that you have, through the things that you're doing, through the hopes and the desires in your heart. I was sharing with some people at my table that we have in our kitchen, and I love meeting at that place. And there's, I call it the nugget times, the golden nugget times, where I just give out these little nuggets. And I say one of the things that we lack is going down to the root of what we really want to be or what we want to do. What is the root of our hopes? What are the roots of our desires? What are they? Most of us focus on the branches and the leaves, you know, and we reason with our own minds based on how we're going to get there. And then we're running around, tossing to and fro, chasing our tails, trying to make it happen, when God is saying, your life is already prepared in front of you. It's already done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega in your life. It's already done. You don't have to chase your tails and try to figure it out. Tomorrow, it'll come. It's right there. And when he moves on our heart, he'll move us by his Spirit. And his Spirit will give us the power to get up and make that call or to make that deal or whatever, or write that book or write that script or whatever it might be. And people might think we're foolish, but if we just continue to wait on the Lord, he's preparing a way. He's making a way. And there may be some sacrifices in between. And we have to learn to sacrifice. What is stealing our time? What is stealing our money? What is stealing our resources? What is stealing that is causing us to move forward in what we need to do? Why are we afraid? And God is saying, I want to pour out perfect love. So this love will heal us from this fear. If you really think about it, we have fear to just sit there and do nothing. How many of us could just sit there and actually do nothing?
I'm tired.
Well, you're special. Most of us can't. Most of us feel like we have to do, and if we don't do it, it isn't going to get done and all this other stuff. And, you know, God wants to take the me out of it. He wants to take the me out of the mix and realize that God knows what needs to be done. It's the inspiration, which I call the anointing, the unction. That inspiration, the unction that moves on our heart. I believe God is going to begin to knock harder. You know, it's that still small voice, but it's going to get louder and louder the more we walk this year in him. The more we continue to move forward in him. He's going to begin to make a way. Has anyone understands what it's like to be blind, deaf, even dumb, lame? How about dead? Spiritually speaking, I'll break it all down. Blind, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I can't see what I need to do. Deaf, I can't hear any unction. I don't have any feelings. I can't feel anything. So you got deaf and dumb, right? Blind. Yeah. Dumb is basically, you know, I don't know. What's your hope? I don't know. What you want to do? I don't know. Lame, they just can't even get up and do anything. Just have no drive whatsoever. No power of the Spirit to move them. And then we can go as far as dead. Gave up. Just became hopeless. Just gave up. I'm just going to give up. Now, me, I'm one of those that says, you know what, it's good to give up, but don't lose hope. You see? You can give up, but don't lose hope. I've surrendered all. I gave up. But you know what? I got a vision. I'm not blind. I'm not deaf. I'm hearing God. Everything's going to be all right. Don't worry. You know what? Make this call now. You know? He moves you. He tells you when to do it. If we wait on the Lord, he'll mount us up with those wings that fly like an eagle. But some of us, you know, we're losing hope in really who God is. We have been in a place where we've heard it, done it, seen it. But, you know, you have to understand the rhema word. You know, we walk and react in the word. When that word is spoken to us, we got to walk and react in it. And if God is speaking with a known prophet source, so to say, you know, we have to hear what the Spirit is saying. I believe the Spirit of God speaks in this place. I believe he speaks through the pastors. I believe he speaks through me, and I believe he speaks through one another. I remember years ago when we birthed this place, we had all kinds of people. I said, you know, don't be afraid. If someone speaks a word, don't be afraid. Don't worry about false prophets and all that. This place here is anointed. This place here has got a covering over it. God will make the jackasses talk. You know, don't worry about that. Don't be judgmental on this person and that person. Don't worry about it. It's okay. We're protected. Grab the words. Let them speak. Let them go. Let them do what they have to do. Because our sheep will be protected. How many people understand that one? So he's going to protect you. He's going to protect you as we move forward for 2017. So if I'm going to sum this whole message up, I'm going to make it real simple because of time. I'm getting my 15-10 minute warnings up there, you know, because I can keep talking forever. But, you know, I thank God for Jim up there that keeps me in time. But to sum this whole thing up, God is saying, put me first. Be willing to sacrifice everything that you have in your life. When you begin to sacrifice everything in your life, how do you know how you're sacrificing it? If it's causing trouble in your heart and your peace is being stolen, you have to learn how to walk away. You have to learn to put it aside and not pay attention to it. If you're not strong enough to handle it, you need to get someone else to handle it. If you're at a point in your life that your heart is troubled and you're confused, you got to give it away. You got to walk away. You got to leave it alone. How many people understand what I'm saying? He doesn't want us to fall under pressure. If you have to make a decision, don't be hasteful about it. Don't put pressure on yourself and make the decision right away. Wait on it. And God will bring that word to you. He'll bring something to you. If you're not sure what you need to take in college, you don't know what you're going to be when you grow up. If you don't understand what your future is, take a sabbatical. Take some time off. Do something to not let your heart be troubled. I knew someone's heart was so troubled and so confused they didn't know what they should have taken, and they're still going to college after 30-something years. They're taking more courses and more colleges and more classes and more. I'm like, are you ever going to get out of, you know, college? Are you ever going to get out of classes? Are you ever going to stop getting degrees? I mean, you got degrees on top of degrees, and you still don't have a job. What are you doing? Because they're just so caught up. They don't know what they're doing. Well, let me try this. Let me try that. Let me do this. Let me do that. Some of us may be involved and have a lot invested. Are you willing to lay your investment down? Are you willing to walk away from your investment? Maybe we did that investment outside of God and did it in our own will, and it was never His plan. How many people understand that one? Trust me, I know what it's like. To get involved in something and you realize that wasn't really meant for His plan, and then next thing you know, you just got to fold it up. You just got to walk away. And it might have been His plan in the very beginning, because He was showing you and teaching you and training you and learning and all this other stuff in between. It wasn't necessarily holding on to that whole thing until the point where you're drowning, until the point where your heart is ripped out of your chest and you can't sleep at night, and you're, you know, feeling the pain through stress and everything else. God wants to set us and release us from this. And He wants to use us to be signs and wonders and miracles. He wants to prosper us. You know, I mentioned in Pastor Kurt's life, and I spoke over him, and he's been set free. And I told him he didn't have to worry about his job anymore. He'll always have work. While guys were getting laid off left and right, and he was, you know, right there, the door closed, and he stayed, and he kept his job. And other guys would call him up and say, hey, if you ever lose your job here, you know, and get laid off, I got an opening for you. You see, this is how God works with his people. This is how he works with those who put him first in our lives. And we need to be able to have God put us first, him first in our lives, so that we can be a light in a dark place and shine. Who's willing to go forward in this word? Who's willing to sacrifice and walk away from those things that are causing our hearts to trouble, and then allow God to open up those doors? Because we tested him in his word. Hey, Lord, you said. You know, and now I'm going to show you. He's faithful and just to do it. He's faithful and just, and you'll see God. He'll see God do things in your life. You'll see him. I know it. See, the process of God is all he wants is glory from us. That's what we were born for. That's what we were created for, to glorify him on earth, to show him thanks for the redemption and the blood that was shed, and then to glorify his name and give him praise, to give him our life however he wills to do it, and then walk in that place of peace. Peace is our guide. Peace is what we can indicate where our life is in him. And if we can continue to be aware of that peace, that gauge of peace in our lives, we'll know that we're in him. And as soon as that needle starts going off that peace chart, you're out of him. He's over here and you're over there. You're not walking together. So if I can make this simple for you and direct you simply with God so that you can walk with God, then you have to gauge yourself with peace. No more is this, you know, warfare, and no more of this other stuff. God is saying, I'm fighting every battle for you. You don't have to fight anymore. All you need to do is control peace. How much simpler is that? That's pretty simple, I would say, huh? There's no more need for 2017. There's no more need of taking the whips and the beatings and the persecution and all that. You just walk away from it. You maintain that peace and hold on to that peace with all your heart, soul, and mind. Guess what? You're going to fulfill the hopes and the desires. People will come around. Your household will be saved. You'll watch your whole world change according to your peace, according to the desires of your heart. Amen? Amen. Now, there's an anointing service here right now. We're going to open up this altar. And I have some anointing oil that is special to me. Some of you know what this is and where I got it. Very special, very dear to my heart, this oil. And I'd like to anoint you with this oil and speak prophetically in your heart. I'm going to speak in the language of angels. Some of you may know it. Some of you don't know it. There might be some interpretation. I might let you know what some of the things are being said. Some things aren't just meant to be said. But our spirits are going to be lined up. We're going to be lining up into the heavens. You know, it's like talking to the dead. And the dead's going to hear God's voice and rise from the dead. And the dead is going to begin to rise up out of their graves and begin to move forward in the year 2017. And if there is anything in you that has the deaf, dumb, blind, lame, and even dead in you, you'll be raised. You'll be healed. You'll be delivered. You'll be set free. How many are ready for this anointing? How many are ready for this impartation? Well, Jim, if you can put some background music on, and I'm going to ask those that are desiring to want this anointing to come up, and we're going to line up right here, and I'm going to move quick. There is one wet spot here, so just stand in front of it. so you don't lay in it. If the Spirit touches you. And we're going to go ahead and move. Now, I usually just kind of hang until the Lord puts me in that position of the individual. And if there's anyone that has to leave early, can I see your hand? If time doesn't matter, then don't worry about it. Okay? Then just be willing to hang here. And what I need you to do is I need you to just begin to open up your heart. Oh, hallelujah. And begin to just worship Him and thank Him for what He's about to do. Just begin to glorify Him. You don't even have to understand what was said or what is actually going on. Your spirit knows. And just begin to praise His name. Just start thanking Him. And you'll begin to see things happen.